It, Allah Ta'ala, revives dead hearts by means of the great words of wisdom, just as Allah Azza wa Jalla resuscitates a dead tract of land by means of beneficial rains. Sahaba radiallahu anhu had many outstanding attributes and qualities, but what distinguishes them and gives them the very title by which they are known is the sohbah, the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The accepted principle is that all the awliya, the pious people after Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, together collectively, cannot reach the rank of the lowest rank sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For he has the honor who can replace those eyes that had set gaze upon our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As of the Abdul Qadir are very beautifully expounded, and we are duty bound, in fact a great honor for us, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Azwaji Mutahharat, the pure wives, our respected mothers, the other family members of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, they are defended, protected by Allah Azza wa Jal himself. So for us to say anything, it is only for our honor and dignity, and this fervent hope and desire that we enjoy the ziyarah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the shafa'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the companionship of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An ayah of Quran al-Kareem, which Abdul Qadir Sahib alluded to, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ. Where Allah Ta'ala praises the vanguard of Islam, the early entrants, be they from Muhajirin, be they from the Ansar, and those who will follow in the footsteps. So noble are they, that those, they are the barometer of Iman. فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَوْا. Allah Ta'ala says that if people bring Iman like you, O Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, have done so, then they are guaranteed to be on Hidayah. They are the barometer of Hidayah and guidance. So Allah Ta'ala thereafter says, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an, and thereafter guarantees their abodes in Jannah. Muhajirin, Ansar, and whomsoever follows in the ways, the mannerisms, and the footsteps. Allama ibn Kathir rahimahullah, one of the greatest commentators of Quran Sharif in this ummah, makes a very telling point in commentating on this verse. فَأَيْنَ هَاُولَٰئِ مِنَ الْإِيمَانُ إِذْ يَسُبُّونَ مَنْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ. What link do the Rawafir, the Shia, the enemies of Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in have with Iman when they revile, condemn and criticize the very group and fraternity whom Allah has declared His eternal happiness and pleasure with, radiallahu anhum wa radu an. Those who have been made a specific target of criticism are those who have contributed the greatest to Islam, and none more so than the entire family of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. His contribution together with his family was so massive that our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the final days, in the fatal illness, with great difficulty, advised the Ummah that never ever forget the favors of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. And the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that anybody who has conferred any favor upon me in any manner whatsoever, I have repaid that person in this world. But there is one person whose contribution to myself and the Deen of Islam is so massive, I am unable to do so in this dunya myself. Allahu Azza wa Jal will do it on my behalf on the day of Qiyamah. And that is Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. And Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, the beloved wife of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ummul Mu'mineen, the barometer of haya and modesty. You know, there are certain instances in history when those who had adopted the path of chastity, of haya and modesty, and they were falsely accused, that Allah Azza wa Jalla miraculously caused a baby to speak from the cradle in defense of the honor and dignity. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, shahida shahidun min ahliha, Hazrat Maryam radiallahu anha, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam speaks in his cradle exonerating her. And Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's time also he was accused. Similarly, a person called Juraj. But when the munafiqeen, and this is something as Mufti Abdul Qadir has mentioned, that the Shia thrive upon, some do it openly, some adopt taqiyah in this regard, but the profound hatred, the derogatory things they say about our most respected and chaste mother, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, The sanctity of this masjid does not allow it to be recollected. But Allah Ta'ala took it further than making a baby sleep in the cradle. Allah Azza wa Jalla personally intervened, revealing the verses of Surah Al-Nur, completely not only exonerating, mentioning great rank and status for Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha, so speaking in defense of her honor and dignity. It is hoped that these are the means of our najat and our salvation. Such was her level of haya and modesty. On one occasion, the Messenger is speaking about a completely different topic, the severity of the day of Qiyamah, that everybody will be resurrected in the state they were born, in other words, initially unclothed. The first thing her mind races towards, such haya, such modesty, men and women in one plane in that condition. The Messenger says, Al-amru ashaddu min an yanzura ba'dahu ila ba'd. The matter would be far more severe for anybody to even think about looking at the next person. On one occasion, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala is giving advice to his students, huge congregation. And this is important because the Shia clan tried with false propaganda to create the impression that there was great enmity between the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the general rank of Sahaba radiallahu anhu, specifically Hazrat Abu Bakr Umar radiallahu anhu. What could be further from the truth? A beautiful kitab, Muhammad wa Bainahum, Muhammad Nafisad, rahimahullah, has written detailing the deep and profound love and relationship between the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba radiallahu anhu, intermarriages, many, majority of the Ahlul Bayt, the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his progeny, naming the children Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Aisha, Hafsa, numerous documented with evidence to show this profound muhabbat. So on occasion, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala is advising his students when suddenly he says, that tell me, who do you think is the most brave of all people? They said, definitely none other than yourself. The bravery of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala is renowned. Allah ta'ala conquered the fortress of Khaybar that took days to penetrate on the hands of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. And with that came the glad tidings. The Messenger of Allah says the night before, Allah will give us a victory and a conquest through a man who loves Allah and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah and his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam love him. And this honor was reserved for Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. They say, it is you, O Amir al-Mu'mineen. And let us remember, this was said long after Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu departed from this dunya. So not as the Shia would normally say, he said it out of fear. That is actually an indictment against Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, his bravery to say that he said and did things out of fear of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala says that as far as my bravery is concerned, whoever has done any harm to me, I took retribution. But far more brave than me was Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. He says, one occasion in the early days of Islam, when we were weak, helpless, oppressed, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the precincts of the Kaaba Sharif, and the kuffar, the disbelievers, were physically abusing, battering, pushing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam around. And he says, none of us at that time, because of our weakness, had the courage, went to our good fortune, who comes along, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and he throws himself into the thick and the throng of that crowd, throwing a punch here, putting his body in defense of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one instance, he was beaten so severely in defense of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he fell unconscious, face swollen, almost on the point of death, that his clan members threatened those who had abused that if he passes away from this, then watch the retribution. When he comes around from that unconsciousness, extremely weakened, his first worry is, tell me about the well-being of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, he refused to even drink water until his mother and his wife took him to see with his own eyes the well-being of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala says, he was far braver than any person. And then Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala asked them, that who do you think is more virtuous? A person whom Allah ta'ala praises in the Quran Sharif, رَجُلٌ مُؤْمِنٌ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنِ, one of the close circle, the cousin of Fir'aun, whose name is given as Sam'an, in secret brought Iman on Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu was salam, and assisted the cause of Musa alayhi salatu was salam in the highest echelons of the parliament of Egypt in the presence of Fir'aun, but done so while concealing his Iman. And Allah Ta'ala revealed his praises, and entire Surah Al-Mu'min in 24th para is named after this great believer assisting the cause of Haqq. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu asks, who do you think is more virtuous? Is it Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu or this believer in the close circle of Fir'aun? They said, you give us the answer. SubhanAllah, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu says that the believer, as great as he is, his entire life's actions collectively do not come near one amal, one action in the life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Because he did so defending while concealing his iman, and as Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu done so while openly professing his iman, he did a verbal defense of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, whereas Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu defended Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his everything, his body, his life, his wealth, his entire family dedicated to Islam. And Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha chose her as the beloved, chaste, pure wife of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On occasion, somebody asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of all human beings, who are the most beloved and dear to you? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Aisha radiallahu anha, amongst the men, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Abuha, and such muhabbat, she speaks in glowing terms. Even long after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam departed from this dunya, she would be asked to tell us about the akhlaq and character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam within the home. She says, Basharam min al-bashar, a humble human being would do the household chores himself, milking the goat, sweeping the home with his mubarak hands, mending his clothes, repairing his shoes, fi mihnati ahlihi, would be in the khidmah and serve and assist the family members in the household chores. So such lofty praises. One occasion she is asked about a certain masala in the action of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. SubhanAllah, this is long after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this dunya. She says, Habibi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she says so beautifully, Du'ama Yusuf, لو رأينا جبينه لآثرنا بالقطع القلوب على الأيدي. That those women in the time of Yusuf alayhi salam who had criticized Zulaykha for her, Lu'ama Zulaykha, who had criticized Zulaykha for attraction towards Yusuf alayhi salam, and then when they saw his beauty, they cut their fingers. She says, had they seen just the temple, only the temple of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam, they would have preferred not the fingers, but carving the hearts out of the chest in the amazing beauty Allah had blessed my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Honor Sahaba radhiyallahu anhu ajma'in's giving their life for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Two numerous incidents, very, very many to mention. In the battle of Uhud, Hazrat Abu Talha radhiyallahu anhu puts his body as a human shield. He says, Nahruka nahri duna nahrik, la yusibuka sahmun. Literally putting his chest in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when there was impending danger, that no arrow should pierce you, I put my body on line for that. The Sawab bin Ghaziyya radiallahu anhu, before the battle of Badr, as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is straightening the safs, touches his stomach, pushing him into line, he says, Allah has sent you to teach justice and fairness and you have hit me in this way, I wish to take my retribution. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, fine, lifting up the Mubarak shawl, said, here is my belly, take your retribution and hit me as I hit you, a light touch into the surf. And then he grabs hold of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and kisses the Mubarak stomach. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks him, why did you do this? He says, the impending battle, life can probably go very soon, and I wish that the last thing my skin must touch before this battle is your Mubarak skin, or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the battle of Uhud, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is severely wounded and blood is gushing out, Hadrat Malik bin Sinan radiallahu anhu drinks the blood from the Mubarak body of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The glad tidings, that person who has in his body my blood, la tamassuhu an-nar, the fire of Jahannam will never touch such a person. About a century ago, in what was at the time the subcontinent, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, in the 1920s, a Hindu Pradhash wrote in a book derogatory reviling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the worst of terms, na'udhu billah, na'udhu billah. The publisher of that book, a Hindu called Rajpal, had published it and put a lot of money into it in his hatred and trying to spread that regarding Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Muslims, as iman dictates, were infuriated, were totally upset, used every method possible, went to court on two occasions under the British rule. Eventually, the decision was given that there is no law protecting such words being said. So as they say, in the name of freedom of speech, he was allowed to go. Tawla Shah Bukhari rahimahullah is giving a bayan talking about the hurt of the ummah, dreams being seen of Sayyidah Fatima, the Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha, extremely saddened about what has been said about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A young person from a very humble background, the son of a carpenter, Ghazi Ilmuddin Shaheed, listens to these words, this bayan. His iman is shaken, and he says he cannot rest in peace. Atta'ullah Shah Bukhari has mentioned, when these things would be said, he would not be able to sleep for days on end in the worry, in the hurt about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Even drinking water was difficult. So he is affected, this young Ghazi Alimuddin Shaheed. He waits, finds out the whereabouts about Rajpal. When he comes to his shop, immediately attacks him and puts an end to him. When the chance of Tawbah, etc. was gone by, immediately thereafter he does not run away, he is arrested. He makes a sajda of shukr for being given the honor of the defense of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When he's arrested and the court case comes up, and then his lawyers plead with him that do not plead that you are guilty. State a non-guilty plea that you were infuriated, you do not know what you are doing. He said it to them, he said it in court, that I have no much actions in my life. I am weak in as far as many actions are concerned. The only one good thing I have done in my life was defending the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And never will I say anything to distance myself from that. I stand steadfast that I've done that full well, knowing what I was doing at the time. And then the decision is given for his execution. In the last moments, his family are allowed to visit him. They ask him, what do you want? He asks to read two rakats of salah. He reads the two rakats of salah. And just before his life is taken, mention is made by people at the time that they would see Noor in his jail cell, was blessed with the ziyarah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam almost every night before his execution. And then just before his execution, he says, I make you witness whatever I have done was purely for the pleasure of Allah, in defense of the honor of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Saying these words, recites the kalima and passes away. He was in a jail in Pakistan in an area called Miawali. Initially the British buried him. And this happened, his execution, on the 29th of October, on the 31st of October 1929. He was only 21 at the time. They initially buried him without a janazah salah. The Muslims were protesting vehemently until finally 2 weeks later they allowed that they will exhume the body and give it over to the Muslims for a janazah salah. When they exhumed his body 2 weeks later, his kafan, his body, was as fresh as it buried a few minutes ago. No effect whatsoever had taken place. We hear from our gathering that after his burial, for days on end, the fragrant smell of musk would emanate from his qabr. May Allah give us tawfiq, sincere muhabbat for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah use us for the honor of the wives, the family members, the sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. May Allah ta'ala protect our tongues, our hearts from anywhere being polluted with any ill feelings towards a single sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والنجم إذا هوى ما ضل صاحبكم وما غوى وما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى علمه شديد القوى ذو مرة فاستوى وهو بالأفق الأعلى ثم دنا فتدلى فكان قاب قوسين أو أدنى فأوحى إلى عبده ما أوحى ما كذب الفؤاد ما رأى أفتمارونه على ما يرى ولقد رآه نزلة أخرى عند سدرة المنتهى عندها جنة المأوى إذ يا
يغشى السدرة ما يغشى ما زاغ البصر وما طغى لقد رأى من آيات ربه الكبرى أفرأيتم اللات والعزى ومناة الثالثة الأخرى ألكم الذكر وله الأنثى تلك إذا قسمة ضيزى إن هي إلا أسماء
سے رہوں رسوا بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال الرسول: يا رب إن قوم اتخذوا هذا القرآن مهجورا. صدق الله العظيم. حضرات علماء کرام، today actually I got intention mention story of Durusum min Waqi'ate Sulh al-Hudaybiyya, but this topic is very very lengthy and not time also, That's why in few minute time, 5-7 minute time, I just mentioned one story of Hazrat Taus ibn Kaysan. The very, very famous kitab in Arabic language, Imam Muhasibi Rahimahullah Ta'ala, and Imam Muhasibi Rahimahullah Ta'ala, he was passed away 243 after the Hijrah. And name of this kitab, Risalatul Mustarshidin. And on this kitab, Risalatul Mustarshidin, very, very famous alim, Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, passed away 1997 in Riyaz, Bali, Madina Munawwara, Jannatul Baqi. He wrote very, very, what the detailed footnote of this kitab on Imam Muhasibi's kitab, Risalatul Mustarshidin. In Muqaddama of this kitab, Risalatul Mustarshidin, Shaykh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda Rahimahullah Ta'ala Ratan Van Maqula of Hazrat Sufyan ibn Uyayna Rahimahullah Ta'ala. Sufyan ibn Uyayna Rahimahullah Ta'ala say, Inna al-barakata tanzilu inda zikri salihina. When we mention about pious people, any gathering, any program, then mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming down. That's why I just chose mention very, very short story of Hazrat Taus ibn Kaysan rahimahullah ta'ala. Ulama is written many, many benefit keep contact with the Quran Majid. To read the Quran Majid every single day, even one raku, two raku, one page, quarter page, half page. And at least every day after Fajr Namaz, Yasin Sharif, Maghrib Namaz, Surah Waqia, and after the Isha Namaz, Surah Mulka and Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, ulama-e-kiram written many, many benefits to read the Quran Majid. But ulama is written more important benefit if anybody keep contact with the Quran Majid, then inshallah tabaraka wa ta'ala, through barakat of tilawat the Quran Majid, you can't lose your memory. And that's why I say even 100 years is old, but if you keep contact with the Quran Majid, then inshallah tabaraka wa ta'ala, never get any effect in your memory. And very famous kitab, Suwar min Hayat al-Tabi'in, Dr. Abdul Rahman Rafat Masha. He wrote about Taus ibn Kaysan, Rahimahullah Ta'ala. Very, very great muhaddis also, and mufassir also in Yemen. And ulama-e-kiram written, La na'alamu ahadal afhama al-Qur'an al-Majida ba'da al-Sahabate. من تاوس ابن كيسان ويليه سعيد ابن مسيب علماء الكرام ذرتان after the Sahaba الكرام in this ummah two is very very intelligent person and they are very very understanding Quran Majid number one حضرت تاوس ابن كيسان and number two حضرت سعيد ابن مسيب رحمه الله تعالى. And ulama-e-kiram is written, Hazrat Taus ibn Kaysan rahimahullah ta'ala, when he was 100 years old, qadima ala baytihi rajulun, faqara al-baba, fafutiha al-baba, summa sallama. Ulama-e-kiram is written, one person, he got 10 questions, 10 very important questions about the Quran Majid. And when you know Taus ibn Kaysan, rahimahullah ta'ala, mashallah, he was very, very intelligent in knowledge of Quran Majid. Then he traveled, lengthy travel, and came to house of Hazrat Taus ibn Kaysan. When he reached the house of Hazrat Taus ibn Kaysan, qara alayhi al-bab, and knocked the door. Somebody opened the door. And one elderly person come outside. And this person he never see before, Hazrat Taus ibn Kaysan. When he makes salam and reply also is finished, And this also is very, very elderly person. All the beer also very, very bright and very old also. Then he asked, Hal anta Tawus bin Kaysan? You are Tawus ibn Kaysan? He said, no, wrong number. I am not Tawus ibn Kaysan, but I am son of Tawus ibn Kaysan. He said, you are very, very old, then what is the condition of your father? He said, no, my father is inside. Then he said, how can he give reply for my question? But he said, no, you can come and meet my beloved father. He said, I went to his house and make salam Tawus ibn Kaysan. He was very, very old. But when I make salam and day, I asked, I got a very, very then important question about Quran and Majid. Then Tawus ibn Kaysan said, Is'al ma'ashita. You can ask whatever question you got. And thereafter Tawus ibn Kaysan said, Alhamdulillah, now I am more than 100 years old, but my memory al-ana kama kana. Al-ana kama kana. Al-ana kama kana. And he start question. He said, number one, number two, number three, number four. 10 questions. And same time Tawus ibn Kaysan give reply, same time. And thereafter say, that is my memory, a strong one, bi barakat tilawatil Quran. Because I got contact with the Quran Majid all the time. Tawus ibn Kaysan, 10 of Zilhijjah, 9 of Zilhijjah, 106 after the Hijrah, he problem in Hajj. And he said, that is my Hajj is 40 times. Day before 39 times, Alhamdulillah, I get Shahada to make Hajj. That is my Hajj 40 times. 40 times. 9 of Zilhijjah, he was in Arafat. And 106 after the Hijrah, when after Jama'ah Bain al-Salatain is over in Arafat, Zohar also, and Asar also, he was busy to read Quran and Majid until Maghrib time is come out. And everybody knows when Al-Fajr is over, then some before Maghrib, some after Maghrib, they come out from Al-Fajr and try to go Muzdalifah. Tawus ibn Kaysan, what is companion, what is Jamaat? He come out before Maghrib from Al-Fajr. And now he went to try to go Muzdalifah. And after the half night, quarter night, he just reached to Muzdalifah. وَجَمَعَ بَيْنَ صَلَاتَيْنِ And he made two namaz. Salatul Maghrib and Salatul Isha. Maghrib namaz, Isha namaz is made together. When namaz is over, then he was very, very tired also. In Mina also, Arfat also, and Muzdalifah also. And he got like simple, basic simple namaz. He put on the ground in Muzdalifah. And he told his companion, now I am getting very, very tired, little but rest, and inshallah ta'ala, tahajjud time we are wake up, make fajr namaz also, and thereafter traveling to Mina. And thereafter he put his rumal also, his bed sit on the ground, and thereafter he lay down. And he recite, but ulama say, recite all the time, until you get in ihram, labbay, Allahumma labbay, labbayka la sharika laka labbay, inna alhamda wal ni'mata wal mulka lak, la sharika lak. Tawus ibn Kaysan lay down, and thereafter is his restart, talbiyah, labbay, Allahumma labbay, labbayka la sharika laka labbay, inna alhamda wal ni'mata lak, wal mulk, la sharika lak. He did talbiyah and passed away in Muzdalifah. That is Tawus ibn Kaysan. Ulama izzatan, haza aizan bi barakati tilawatil Quran. That is a good date also through barakat of tilawatil Quran. What is the short message for this majlis? All the time we keep our contact with the Quran-e-Majid. Allah Ta'ala give it topic me also. you also, and make it easy for me also, and you also. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Jazakallah.
Person purchased two slaves. One was handsome and one was ugly. So he wanted to test both the slaves, one the handsome one and the ugly one. So when he sent the handsome one away, you go and take a bath, and he kept the ugly one there and said, you know what? This brother, this handsome one is saying, you are a rascal, you are a liar, you are a thief, you are like this, you are like that, you are like that. So the ugly slave said, my master, I thought that man is handsome, is looking good looking, is looking pious. I thought the beauty, his outer beauty, was reflected in his inner beauty. But if he's saying this about me, maybe he's correct, maybe I am like that, maybe all the wrong is in me, I need to change myself. So whether the master listened of this ugly slave, this is what he's saying about that, the handsome one is saying about the ugly one. Here comes, after the bath, the handsome one, and then the ugly one. And he says, you go take a bath, and he asks the handsome one, that you know what, that slave, the ugly one, is saying that you are a rascal, you are a liar, you are a thief, you like this. The moment he hears this, he gets angry. And he gets angry, and he says, no, he's a liar, he's a rascal, he's a thief. How can he say this about me? So this is an instant mention. And after that, Malana Rumi Rahimahullah Ta'ala says, that everything that glitters is not gold, is gold, we normally say, and everything that is ugly is normally is but a bad odor. Okay, but you say it doesn't like that. The beauty of a person lies below his tongue. Beauty is not skin deep. Don't look at the outside. The beauty of a person is in his speech, in what he says and what he speaks. Then you'll understand the inner beauty of the person. You look at the outer beauty, but the inner beauty is there. When an architect draws, first he thinks and then he draws the plan. Before we speak, we must first think from our heart, is this word sentence, is this word going to benefit the person or harm the person? May Almighty Allah grant me and you the tawfiq to protect the tongue. The advice of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we're not saying don't speak. Speak where it's necessary, speak the right things. Amlik alayk alisanak, what we call the different management courses. We need a course of tongue management. Tongue management. In all our tongue management, how to use this tongue, Almighty Allah grant me and you and all of us the tawfiq of tongue management. Amma alayna illal balagh.
ترجمہ کی ضرورت ہے یہ میں پاس کر رکھا ہوں دعوت پر حاضر ہوئے ہیں اس مسجد قوت الاسلام میں قوت الاسلام قوت الاسلام قوت الاسلام مسجد کو یہ شرافت اور یہ فضیلت یہ شرف حاصل ہے کہ تقریباً دارالعلوم زکریہ کی بنیاد یہاں سے پڑی تھی اور دارالعلوم زکریہ یہ نشو نما یہاں سے ہوئی تھی قوت الاسلام میں قوت کا لفظ آیا ہے اور علماء کرام فرماتے ہیں کہ نام کے اندر خاصیت اور تاثیر ہوتی ہے نام میں اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ نے اثر رکھا ہے مقامات حریر ہمارے ہاں ایک کتاب پڑھائی جاتی ہے اس کی شرح ہے سریحی اس میں بدیع الزمان جو مشہور ادیب گزرے ہیں ان کے حالات کے ذیل میں ایک شعر لکھا ہے وَقُلَّمَا أَبْصَرَتْ عَيْنَاكَ مِنْ رَجُلٍ إِلَّا وَمَعْنَاهُ إِنْ فَتَّشْتَ فِي لَقَبِثْ جا जब भी आप किसी आदमी के नाम को सुन लेते हैं तो ये समझ ले कि उस आदमी की शख्सियत में उसके नाम का मतलब होगा, उसके नाम की खासियत अल्लाह ने उस शख्सियत के अंदर रखी होगी। तो हमारे मौलाना शब्बीर साहब जो मुहतमम है, मुहतमम साहब हैं, वो यहाँ इमामत करते थे और यहाँ पर बच्चों को हिफ्ज़ भी पढ़ाते थे और किताबें भी पढ़ाते थे। और हमारे अंकल अबू बकर पाटिया साहब भी यहाँ करीब में रहते थे और यहाँ नमाज के लिए आते थे। उस जमाने में मैं तो मौजूद नहीं था, मैंने सुना है तो इनके मशवरे से दारुल ज़करिया कायम हुआ और अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह पूरी दुनिया में उसका फैज, उसका इलम, उसका और उसका फल, उसके समरात पहुँचते हैं। तो अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह इस मस्जिद का इसमें बुनियादी किरदार है, बुनियादी काम है। तो अल्लाह तबारक व तआला यहाँ से दीन के ज्यादा से ज्यादा रोशनी को फैला दे और पूरे मुल्क के मुसलमानों को कबूल करे कि यहाँ इस मस्जिद के मुसलमानों को, काम करने वालों को, निगरानी करने वालों को, अयम्मा हजरात को भी कबूल फरमा दे। और माशाल्लाह आप हजरात ने बयानात सुने जिसमें रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम की शान मुबारक भी बयान की गई, सहाबाए किराम की शान और सहाबाए किराम की बरकात और सहाबाए किराम के मनाकिब और फजीलतें भी बयान की गई, और जो सहाबाए किराम के खिलाफ बोलते रहते हैं और उनके ऊपर तनकीद करते हैं उनके जवाबात और उनकी गलाजत को भी साफ किया गया और साथ साथ कुरान करीम की तिलावत, जो कुरान करीम हमारे लिए बुनियाद है, तो कुरान करीम की फजीलत और तिलावत का भी बयान भी किया गया और उसके साथ साथ इंसान अपनी जबान पर अपने कम का जुबान पर कंट्रोल नहीं करता अक्सर, तो जबान के बारे में हमारे मौलाना कारी रशीद साहब ने बयान फरमाया। अल्लाह तबारक व तआला इन बयानात को कबूल फरमा दे और आने वालों के आने को और तशरीफ लाने को कबूल फरमा दे। अब इंशाअल्लाह जिक्र होगा और जिक्र के बाद फिर जिन हजरात ने इशराक या दुहा नहीं पढ़ी है वो पढ़ लेंगे, वो बस यही तरतीब होगी इंशाअल्लाह तआला। वसल्लल्लाहु अला मुहम्मद व अला आलिही व असहाबिही अजमईन।
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم